Hey there, this is Seth Juarez again with Channel 9. I'm here with Pranab, and we talked about Redis cache from the client side and just a regular program.cs right. console app. Now let's get into how to use this on a web app.
Yeah, perfect. So what we've done with Redis is, and especially if you're writing web apps with ASP.NET, there are two points of integration where an in-memory caching provider makes sense. Mm-hmm. So ASP.NET has an output cache provider and a session state provider.
Right.
And these providers will now use Redis to store the caching information.
As an option.
As an option,
cool.
Yes. And we recommend this option if you're building apps that you want to scale. Because as you scale your website to different instances, you know, in-memory implementation has to be a distributed caching system.
And, got it.
And Redis is a good option for these. So I've already have a cache that I had created. So Pranavare cache one, mm-hmm. That's in the management portal. I'm going to go to my web app. This is just an ASP.NET application that I created. And I have downloaded these two NuGet packages. Microsoft.web.redis.output.cache.provider, and which is the output cache provider, and Redis session state provider, which is going to replace the framework session state provider with the Redis one.
Does it just like automatically plug itself into the pipeline, or how does that work?
I'll show you how the registration
cool.
happens once you install these packages. And it also pulls in strong Redis client, but with the strong name. And the reason it pulls in the strong name dependency is because Microsoft packages are strong name and strongly signed. And so any of the dependencies that they have, which is because they're built on Stack Exchange Redis as an implementation detail. So Stack Exchange Redis has to be signed as well.
Got it.
So when you install these packages, it adds these entries in your web config on registering these providers for output cache and session and replaces the framework providers. And basically what these sessions have with these entries has is what's the connection endpoints that I should use to talk to Redis. So as we saw in the console app, you know, you had the host name and the
right.
password and SSL equals true. So I can add these settings over here. This is just the name of my provider. This is the type of my provider. This is the host name and my Azure Redis cache,
right.
my keys, and SSL equals true. And I can do the same thing for my session state as well. And I have all these other settings as well, which I can set on these. And I think a particular one is retry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very common pattern that we see when folks use cache, is because your site is going to talk to a cache, and there might be like network transient errors.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to retry that operation like a few times before you fall
before,
back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully your retry timeout isn't like the same amount of time it would take to just go to the database, right? Because it's kind of like, okay.
Yes. And so then in my page, I can just use like session as I would use session in general. Like there's nothing specific to Redis here anymore. Like I'm just using the ASP.NET session feature.
Got it.
So I can store whatever data types I want in the session, and I would have to serialize any custom objects that I have in my application.
Because you serialize them into a string, like with JSON.
Right, yeah. So here, when the page loads up, I'm storing what's the current date time.
Got it.
And this would be an example of, you know, when the user logs in, you can store that login time, and when the user logs out, you can store the logout time, and then in the database, you can persist what was the session, like how much time the user spent on the site.
It feels like we're missing a step, even though we're not. Literally, you just added the NuGet packages, right?
Right.
And then you just told the web config, look, when it comes to session and output cache, use Redis.
Exactly.
And then everything just magically falls into place after that.
That's it.
Got it.
So if I just control F5, you know, I'm outputting this string that I stored, which is the current time. And I can go back to my page where I'm basically outputting session.
Got it.
So
it's pretty remarkable. I mean, it's not very painful at all.
It is exactly.
And here's the thing. I think if you have a web app that you set to scale automatically,
right.
If you don't do something like this, you're going to have weird problems with
exactly.
session.
Exactly. Yeah. Like if you have an in-memory session,
And if you scale to multiple instances, then yes, like you'll run into scenarios where there are conflicting caches.
And that's important. That's important to remember, right? Because the web app scaling just happens. You can set web app scaling to just happen when it peaks at a certain CPU threshold, a certain memory. And if you're not aware that it went to two machines, you might be having cache problems.
That's true.
Without even knowing.
That's true.
And I've seen, like the best way to see it is. If you're getting logged in and logged out of the website magically,
it's the magical dance. Then.
Something's happened with cache, right? And something's happened with session state when you swapped machines.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's sort of goes back to our recommendation on when should you use like the Redis session state provider, because if you have a single server that you can store session in memory and that's going to work fine. But if you're building a scalable app in Azure where you're using auto scale to scale out your site to different instances, then you want to use a distributed backend store like Redis, for example.
It feels like it's not like you want to. You kind of start to have to.
I think the rules have changed, you know, like from 10 years back to now,
right?
Where things like auto scaling would have been like me calling up like my IT guy, like,
hey Jim, I need another box in the server room.
Yeah, like setting up web farms used to be still like so much harder like back in the days, but now with the Azure web apps, you can just like set the slider to like auto scale at CPUs of greater than 80%, and then it auto scales. And if you're using the Redis cache as a backend for your session and output cache, then it automatically scales as well because it's not in your web server anymore. It's like,
well, awesome. Well, anything else you want to add? It's pretty easy.
That's pretty easy. I hope this was not like a 1-hour introduction into how you wire up ASP.NET.
I'm a little deflated. I thought we were going to have to do some hula hoop jumping jacks or something.
We can still do that.
Oh, right. We should. We probably should. Yeah. Well, thanks again. Anything you want to add?
No. Like, have fun with Redis.
All right. Well, thanks for watching. And hopefully these videos help you get started with Redis Cache so that you can build the next huge website, all using the power of Azure. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.